This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything.
Good morning. Yeah, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. These are our own opinions. We've got Jenny here,
Kia ora, Jeff good morning.
Here, and Simon here.
Good morning.
Okay, the Labour, everybody. Greens and Maori Party need to work in together, being more flexible, 40% in favour of the environment while working with the one another, and minor parties need to get their act together, so if they get an opportunity to go for 5%, they can have a representation in the beehive. And also, we find this week we've had striking nurses outside Po Tucker's office. I like that, because taking it outside an MP office for National, I think, is a good idea. We need to start doing that, you know, challenging them.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like I followed Tama on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. I don't think he should be in the National Party.
You reckon?
Yeah. No, he's I think he's too nice.
Go for it, I reckon.
He's too nice. He's the type of person who, he's not about tax cuts, he's about the welfare of people.
Yep. And the Maori Queen inspires rangatahi. You were there at the coronation, were you?
No. I wanted you to come with me, but we never made it.
And all the tribes need to work in together. Okay, I had that vision down at Taramanui where I saw the light woman, and she said all the tribes had to work in together because the devastation was going to be so great, so much suicide, so much family destruction and so forth. And we just had John Wanoa on the line, and he was talking about the Moai Crown Proclamation Deeds of Admiralty Court Commercial Contracts. There's a true crown and a false crown. One thing that William of Orange did bring in was a new constitution with the upper house and the lower house. You had the nobles and then the common people. So it was a constitution that represented all people. Now, Helen Clark removed that upper house,
yeah.
That was the possibility of redress at a higher level for your particular case,
yeah.
And breaches. If you didn't get any justice one level, you could take it to another level. So it means,
amen.
When they remove that, it gives Parliament the right to pass whatever they like.
I didn't say, I'm not listening.
So there's the true crown, and that's why I wear this badge, Sheriff, Sovereign Citizens, Common Law, equity councillors, and you've got a crown up the top there, because every Christian has a crown of life, because we're all called to be king priests, aren't we? So we all have the crown of life, and this is what I've been promoting with the Orange Movement. And I just talked to John, and I said to John, I want to contact Jane Claudette. She's the Orange representative in the Beehive, and this is one way to bring all Maoridom together through the William of Orange movement, because of the constitution, genuine currency and treaties to all indigenous people, surely this is the way to go for the future. You've got a true crown and a false crown, a way of uniting all Maoridom under the whakaputanga, which is the sovereignty of the chieftainship.
Yeah, amen.
So what do you think?
Yeah, well, just going back on Helen Clark, it doesn't really surprise me. Even the whole birth certificate now, you used to be able to, your fictitious birth, you know, you're born a fiction, you used to be able to, no, I wasn't actually, I was born a free person. They even make that harder. So if we don't keep the ball rolling, obviously they'll just keep the stinking ball rolling against what we're doing. So, you've got to keep the barriers up, definitely.
So we all need to unite under the Orange Movement, under the whakaputanga. And while we're divided and attacking one another, you know, is the right kind of collectivism in the body of Christ, and there's the wrong kind.
Yeah.
And that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I just found it a real trickery word. Mm, I looked into it a bit.
So on Saturday,
I
spoke about participatory democracy at a Greenie meeting.
Yeah.
What did you think of that meeting?
Was that Simon? The one on Saturday, was it?
Saturday morning, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I liked you and I like Rudy a bit. He going on about the background a bit. It's just you're obviously a different character against the grain. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it just seems like, oh, this is the time for me to pipe up. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And once we get voted in, we're going to do nothing. So,
yeah. That's what I saw. Completely understand.
Yeah, but you've got the left and you've got the right. The lefties are for transport, get rid of speed bumps. And you've got the right wingers who want to change the infrastructure and represent the voters and this sort of thing. So, but I'm right up the centre with the people's voice and how we
families
need to represent.
Families and fathers and all the real stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the prayer meeting we went to yesterday morning was fascinating because there's about 500 people there representing 31 churches.
Mm.
So how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to unite together, for there the Lord commands the blessing. And it talks about the oil upon the head of Aaron, which is the headship of Christ at the top. What did you think of that? You were at the pre-meeting yesterday morning.
Yeah, no, it was good. Oh, just everyone praying together and singing together. And it was, you could feel God moving, definitely. Yeah.
Worshipping in the spirit.
Worshipping in the spirit. Yeah, it felt like I was at church, basically. It was great. But, yeah, obviously I've got my critical thinking cap on, and that word collectivism came up again. And the other thought that goes with that, when Southgate was up there and the other meeting on Saturday, is the councillors keep going on why they're getting beaten up. Well, I guess if you steal houses and money off people,
they're being challenged throughout the country. Yeah, they're being abused and attacked.
Down the back streets, they get a bit of a bashing. Well, if you stop stealing and take houses off people, it'll probably stop.
If we have greater representation and represent all people, all councils throughout the country, and they're not, you'll only get 30% people vote, and we're controlled from the right. If we had more participatory democracy and everyone had a choice and everyone was forced to vote, it would bring about a different result because people would be happier.
But is it really a democracy if you have to do it?
Well, Australia has it. And because they do it in Australia, if you don't vote, you get fined $100.
What?
I like that system because you can lower the age and everyone participates in their destiny. I think that
democratic.
Is right.
Democratic.
Yeah. No, I reckon if you don't vote, the robots take over. That's the way I see it. That's my view.
The robots.
So anyway, yesterday morning, the New Zealand Christian Network from United Work Comes Fulfillment. New Zealand society is a period of significant change, much of it away from Christian faith and values. Christian voices in society are either ignored or scorned. We need Christians to work together. So that was quite good. And also, we provide Aotearoa's church leaders. This is a group, Laidlaw Centre for Church Leadership, coaching for church leaders, resourcing for church health and discipleship, growth, growing a supportive ecosystem with and for church leaders. But I think it's all about us being priests, headship believers, and counterpart bride of Christ. And this group, Jeff, you picked up this pamphlet, which is quite interesting. Young Adults Open the Way of Hope, World Mission Society Church of God, Young Adult Worker Volunteer Group. And they believe in giving love. All humans are one family, heart of the mother. Are they talking about the Father, Mother, God here?
Well, as much as says it's not in Scripture about God the Mother, it's you know, a lot of religious organisations have taken on their own take on what Scripture has, like Islamic monotheism, for instance. You can look at the original Scripture itself has led to a lot of its verses. Someone must have read Scripture to Muhammad while he was writing the Quran.
Yeah, but God is a father, sense he is like also has a mother's heart in the sense you look at the fruits of the spirit: love, joy, peace, love, kindness,
patience, self-control.
You and I have had this debate before.
Yeah.
Right? God is non-binary.
Well, you can't say
neither
that.
Neither he nor she.
He is a father, but he's a loving, understanding God.
The only reason people describe it as he is because he was the first person created. He.
Yeah.
A he.
But if you're looking at sort of the word El Shaddai, which is the variegated God, it's the God of thunder, but it's also the God of the sparrow, the God of gentleness,
lamb,
you know what I mean,
and
understanding.
Lamb.
So they're both aspects of one being. Like a father can show love, can't he?
Yeah. It's that one that just keeps popping up in my mind, and I see, and I've got evidence of it.
No.
If the man don't make stands for, you know, being a father, the government will take over and they'll be the father. And that's very sick and sad of everything I've been through. The whole system's...
We've had a tragedy this week. Phillips, who took three children off the grid because their mother apparently was on meth, was shot by a policeman.
Was she actually on meth, though?
I don't know what happened in the background.
She might have just prayed and relied on the Holy Ghost.
What I wonder is, why were the children's custody put into the hands of Oranga Tamariki? What was wrong with her that the children didn't come straight back to her?
Yeah, that's what I can't understand. There's something, there's more
to
this.
There's something going on.
Yeah, because why would he be so angry as to shoot a policeman? Because he shot the back of a car, he killed the policeman. Oh, no, the policeman is still alive, actually, because I read it in the paper.
So did he take the children because Sifs was going to take the children? Is that what happened?
Yeah, there's more
to
this.
That's the question.
The media never tells you what's really going on behind the scenes.
They can't exactly breach...
It's sensational news. He shoots a policeman. The policeman shoots him. He's killed, you know what I mean? You don't know what's really going on behind the scenes there.
Yeah. I just wonder why he took the children in the first place. Was it that Oranga Tamariki was going to uplift the children?
In any way, Steve Evans says New Zealand is not a nice place for fathers, and fathers should leave the country.
Sometimes be not a nice place for mothers.
Yeah, we all have to work together for the family. Fathers, mothers, shared parenting.
I've heard of one case recently. Mum and dad went, look, hey, let's just go 50-50. And the court gave all the favour to the mum. It's like, no, they think they have more role than the actual parents.
I don't know why that would have happened, because when I went to the family court, it was always, you know, they were the best interest of the child is 50-50 care.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It depends when you get on the day, you know.
Then again, I was lucky. I was only in the family court for about a year and a half. So.
And I found it hard with my own son working in. I mean, she was going to take him to Australia and I had to go to court again. So the non-upliftment order would be left on. So I know how hard it is, like, you know, with shared parenting, you have to work in some way with one another because the father is the real father.
But it's a joke. They've got no rule and right anyway. It's just this is the way it is from all your rights taken off you from birth. It's just it's a monster.
How long ago did you go through the family court? Because I went through it last
about
year.
5 years ago, something around, and then I had to go at it twice, and now... I'm starting up my own little limited, but I'm really excited about what I'm doing because I'm going to destroy it from the inside.
Okay. Take it away, Jeff.
Well, I'm sure as far as it goes, what we've just been talking about, well, there'll be a public inquiry and I doubt the truth will ever come out. So this is today's food for thought from the Fringes, 10th of the 9th, 25. Free FM 89, it's 11:15 a.m. Wednesday. We're here at broadcasting live from Hamilton, New Zealand.
Okay.
The problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Law and order are considered a constant in global societies, and many different cultures have their own take on what this even means. Canon law and Islamic law founded with similar principles. A shout out to the King of England and his message to all nations about appeasing the faith. Well done, Charles. Now what you need as the acting King of the Commonwealth is to join the BDS movement against Israel, and not only Israel, also Russia, Ukraine, all countries at war, boycott, divest, and sanction.
Yep.
You're a king, Charles. Stand up. The main thing we have lacking with this concept of law and order are governments acting with impunity. Lawmakers from many nations ignored civil rights during their COVID pandemic, which led to people's deaths from vaccinations. I believe there are legal grounds for a global civil suit against governments and drug companies for the deaths of people from vaccinations.
Yep, amen.
Lawlessness is the only way to describe these lawmakers of multiple countries. Their resignations will become paramount. Oh, I'm talking about you, New Zealand government. Jacinda, you resigned. Well done. Best thing you did. Lord of Lords is one of many terms used in God's word. The Bible, the first Adam, the Son of Man, the Son of God, of justice. Now here's a verse from the King James Bible, Luke 18:8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Mm.
Last week's word for the new millennium was Kingsway. I forgot to mention it, Jack. We were busy. And it means to do what Jesus would do. The week before was Jar Free, God's Peace. The week before was Aesa Lamb, Jesus, the Lamb of God. And this week it's Law, spell it, L-O-R-E. Law men and law women of God's law, which is love. Another Bible verse, 2 Timothy 3:1. Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth bracers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Next week, Jack, I'll be going on about Muslims, madness and misinformation and the media.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, awesome. But I'd like to draw your attention to one fact here. A shout out to the King of England and his message to all nations about appeasing the faiths. Well done to Charles. But John Wanoa and I, because we're part of the Orange Movement, and I'm looking for the Orange Lodge at the moment, and Jane Claudette is actually in the Beehive. John is stating here, Moai Crown Proclamation Deeds of Admiralty Court Commercial Contracts. William of Orange had the upper house and the lower house. But Helen Clark took that away in this country because you get redress with court cases where you don't get justice. Mm. And William of Orange had the nobles at the top, but common law people at the bottom.
Yep.
So representing all people throughout society, which means that our current Westminster system or the current false crown in this country is not united to the true crown, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and which is the upper house and the lower house within the court system and also within our current government. So I disagree with Charles. Charles needs to get back to the original, which is the Westminster system based on the Magna Carta, based on a Bill of Rights, and the William of Orange Agreement, which not only had a new constitution, it also had genuine currency, it had indigenous treaties with all the people of the world based on the Whakatūpuna, where we're all sovereign. Yeah. So they've managed to knock that out, haven't they, John? What does John say? They've managed to knock it out, basically.
Sorry, guys. Unfortunately, John can't hear us at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so we're talking about the Labour Greens and the Maori Party, how they all have to work in, because if they had an election now, we'd be two seats ahead of National. And I'm proud of the fact that these Labour supporters, striking nurses, hit up MP Tama Potaka in the city. They're going outside his house. Hamilton West MP Tama Potaka made a brief appearance to chat with nurses, but he said he didn't have the jurisdiction to change anything. Well, if you're an MP...
Isn't he the housing minister? He's the housing minister.
He is jurisdiction. What's his problem?
What about King Charles? Does he have any jurisdiction over the Commonwealth?
Well, he does, but... We don't go along with it because it's not based on the original Magna Carta. It's not based on the original Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And if we don't recognise that, that makes us false too, our own parliamentarian system.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to talk to Jane Claudette and I'm going to have to talk to the Orange Lodge members.
I don't really understand why King Charles is our sovereign when shouldn't Ngāwai Honoa Te Pō be our sovereign?
As a Maori person, yeah, but she needs to be part of the Orange Lodge also. Of King William III, because the whakaputanga, the sovereignty of the chieftainship, that agreement was made by William of Orange, the Dutchman. I've got Dutch blood. Yeah, he's in my whakapapa. He's my bloodline. So
I thought that the Crown kind of sees that as like null and void because they never signed it.
Yeah, but it's the only jurisdiction that empowers you as a sovereign and gives you legitimacy as a Maori nation, Maori people.
Really, that should have been our Treaty of Waitangi, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they should have included it in the treaty, that original flag, because that's our original constitution.
We should be honouring whakaputanga.
So the Maori Queen, she spoke at the coronation last week.
Yeah.
And apparently you're going up there, apparently.
Yes, to put out the white crosses for the state Kiribue survivors.
On the 28th of October.
With my family.
Yeah, I'd like to attend that.
Because unfortunately Paul Zentfelt has had some health issues and he will no longer be doing a lot of the events anymore.
Yeah, so. So it was good talking about participatory democracy on Saturday with the Greens and then later on with Tim. And it's interesting, I've been talking to Sarah Thompson and Blue Shoe, who's in, not sure.
What are you on about, Al? What are you on about?
Well, you know, when you get into the forums, you get to choose people who align with your policies. And I'm talking to, and you have a say in who gets in as the mayor. And so you've got 8 candidates, but you sort of connect with ones who go along with your policies of what you really believe in and so forth. So there's another meeting tonight at the Agora. So all the people from Ham West are going to be gathered there. So if you want to go along there to hear what they're saying, that would be very interesting. Okay, and I went to the prayer breakfast yesterday morning. 31 churches were there. The New Zealand Christian Network was spoken of. Christian Voices Unite for the well-being of schools. Because you're teaching Bible in schools, aren't you?
Yeah, teaching Bible in schools. Kids are loving it.
And that's Life Walk. Kia ora, Life Walk is a for-purpose organisation that exists to be part of the solution with New Zealand schools in the student mental well-being space. And I'm going to be talking up here at the university on Friday, so I've got to get my policies together for the young people.
Really cool.
So I get on pretty well with the young.
And I'll do a quick shout-out to AZSWO. The AZSWO is an international volunteer group of Church of God young adult workers, 7,500 churches, 175 countries. Well done, you guys.
But I find it interesting. My son came up to me this morning and he said, oh, this girlfriend, she's only 9 and she's coming on to me and she's touched me inappropriately, so I had to go to the teacher and I had to talk about boundaries but not shaming them.
That brings up an issue. Like, if you are a man and you are sexually assaulted by a woman, right, who do you complain to?
Yeah, well, you're talking about young people, you know. They've never experienced this before, never experienced any kind of love gesture.
Well, I suffer from that problem all the time. I just got to, like,
Law, but think about it. The law doesn't really see it as an issue, do they?
No,
they really do need to start seeing it as an issue because it does happen.
You can't see it as a shaming issue. Okay, but you know, when you communicate, your body is precious and no one should touch your body.
Yeah, yeah.
And you should just stick to high fives and, you know, the dab and, you know what I mean, the fist pump.
Yeah.
Sort of. And so I think there's a need in the schools for teachers to teach boundaries and this thing between boys and girls and this sort of thing. So,
I think you're right.
So, Yeah, it's all a learning experience.
Anyway.
How we teach our young people.
Lovely day, isn't it? The
birds
are out.
Lovely day.
10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, because this is all
thou
based
not commit adultery.
Common law, yep. So it keeps us answerable to God.
Amen.
So are we going to see these groups unite together to challenge the government, you know, the Labour Green coalition? Are they going to rise up and define policies?
Do you know, all as I care about is if that bald man is gone. Pretty much. Just make him go
Satan.
Away. He's not Satan, but he's close.
Yeah, Satan in the flesh.
Satan in the true meaning of the word means of this earth. When Jesus called Peter Satan, he then defined what it meant. It meant to do the things of this earth and not the things of God.
Yeah, Chris Luxon, Satan.
So satanic. What they're doing, satanic. Now, if the police do not put cameras on cops by Christmas, they're about to get abolished anyway, so
now,
it doesn't worry me.
Are you saying that with the Phillips incident, we'll never know what really went on behind the scenes?
Yeah, it was a stinking
media. And had they had the body cam, you would have known.
And find access to his statements that he's made and left, and so whoever's got those statements that he's made, do not hand them to the police.
All I can say is I share that guy's anger, because I've been through that crap, but I don't think I'd shoot.
Now, here's the main issue, Jack, is how much resources. I estimated $25 million in police resources were wasted out at Maricopa looking for him.
Yeah.
Where's the ability to negotiate? The New Zealand police, you're an embarrassment to law and order.
Yep, totally and utterly.
Are you saying that Ōranga Tamariki knew what was going on and they should have negotiated it? And talk to
have advocates for these type of things. This is what we need to set up as advocacies. Yep. Forefathers like this.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't feel the need to go bush. A lot of New Zealanders are prepared to go bush at the moment because of the way the world conflicts.
Yep.
You've got the minister of us there saying that the Chinese have surrounded us. Pathetic things like that by government departments.
Yeah.
It's time they got gone. Now, Luxton didn't bring in all those changes to the dole. Those are old school, already in their management, already in the Department of Social Development, need to be gotten rid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we're prophets, priests and kings. Even William of Orange brought that change.
Because I'm a king.
A king priest in Christ. That we have to unite with groups right around the world and groups like the New Zealand Christian Network. They are seeking to unite all Christians. What is the New Zealand Christian Network? Our mission is to help Christians work together, build the church and positively influence society. We network, develop relationships, identify issues where the church can be more effective. So I enjoyed the fact that 500 Christians from 31 denominations
seeing each other face to face, human beings seeing each other, not hidden behind screens.
Did you go to the meeting, Simon?
Yeah, I went to the meeting. Lovely breakfast.
Very cool.
Yeah. And also participatory democracy is very important. All the booklets are going out, so people, you need to start filling in the details, decide who you're going to vote for and put the booklets, you know, in the ballots where they're supposed to be going. And apparently there's ballots all over Hamilton and all over New Zealand. So we need to decide who's going to take control of our councils.
Can I just run this past? If you don't vote, what happens to your statistic? Because you are a New Zealand statistic. What do they do with that?
It rolls over to the party with the majority votes.
You go. Yeah, if you don't vote, someone else is voting for you.
That, to me, is not democratic either.
Right.
Why should the party with the majority vote get...
Okay, people, our time is up. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Jack, for having us again. Peace be with you.
Get out there and vote, people, and become part of the democratic process.
Stay human.
Don't forget the main message. Get your cameras out whenever you're dealing with the cops now. If they haven't got a camera on, get your camera on them.
And we unite together and as part
get
of the revolution. Okay,
rest
bye-bye
in peace, Tom Phillips.
Week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.